Judge blocks Trump's order pulling transgender inmates from women's prisons. By Neil Munro on February 5, 2025. A federal judge has blocked President Donald Trump's transfer of three self-declared transgender men back to all-male jails, from their current cells in women's jails. The decision to impose a temporary restraining order spotlights the role of the U.S. Supreme Court in deciding whether the nation's elected leaders can establish single-sex jails and restore the law's recognition that men and women have distinct needs and desires based on biology. Under President Joe Biden, progressive activists steered the government to promote the claim that each person's vague sense of gender is more important than their biology. The lawsuit was filed to stop Trump's deputies from sending the three men, dubbed transgender women, from their residence in women's jails back to men-only jails. Their presence in the women's prison is a threat to women and a burden to jail operators, say opponents of transgenderism in Trump's executive order, which says, efforts to eradicate the biological reality of sex fundamentally attack women by depriving them of their dignity, safety, and well-being. The erasure of sex in language and policy has a corrosive impact not just on women but on the validity of the entire American system. But the jailed men cited various government reports and regulations recognizing that transgender persons are at a significantly elevated risk of physical and sexual violence relative to other inmates when housed in a facility corresponding to their biological sex, which the defendants do not dispute, wrote Judge Royce Lamberth of the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia. The judge also blocked the transfer because Trump's policy denies the offer of cross-sex hormones to the men. The request for a temporary restraining order is granted on the narrow grounds of the plaintiff's Eighth Amendment claims for constitutional protections, the judge wrote. The return of the male self-declared transgender women to men's jails does create problems for jail managers. However, similar dilemmas have long been managed by management policies. The Supreme Court has endorsed some transgender claims, but it is also signaling that it does protect children from the transgender movement. The government's emphasis on biological sex is expected to help ordinary Americans and their politicians balance the legally equal, competing, and complementary civic preferences of men and women. The case Doe v. McHenry, No. 1:25 CV 286 in the United States District Court, District of Columbia.